where we now visit the West Bohemian Chateau Kozel with Jan Wellinger.
One of the best-kept secrets among Czech castles and historic sites is the gorgeous Kozel Chateau, founded in the late 18th century in western Bohemia. Founded by nobleman Jan Vojtěch Čeringín, a member of Emperor Joseph II's court, the stone residence served as an exquisite hunting chateau, and today is one of the best examples of classicist architecture in Bohemia. The site is surrounded by fine lawns, a beautiful park, and forests perfect for visits in the spring and summer. What's more, Kozel is only an hour away from Prague, and just mere minutes away from nearby Plzeň. Jaroslava Ulčová has been a guide at Kozel for almost 10 years.
To si kolikrát tu otázku klademe také. Já si myslím, že byť je to jenom v uvozovkách.
We often ask ourselves what it is that makes Kozel special. Although it's only in quotation marks a hunting chateau, it is atypical in having such beautiful interiors. This is something really enjoyed by visitors. We're not Karlstein, but we hold our own. We get some 150,000 visitors per season.
Většinou, když lidé odchází, tak si to strašně chválí.
The nobleman Jan Vojtěch Čeringín was influenced by the French philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau, says the guide, stressing that the idea of a return to nature left a grand impression on the nobility. A country seat like Kozel Chateau represented in many ways not only an idyll, but an idealized view of country life. The exteriors were austere, even strict. The chateau was made up only of a ground floor. But within, heavily decorated interiors designed by the painter Antonín Tuvora. The rooms often reveal floral motifs in the Rococo style or serene scenes from nature, as well as mythological figures. Each of the rooms served a particular purpose for staff, for guest nobility, and the owner's personal quarters, the hunting room and more. All have been perfectly preserved. Jaroslava Ulčová again.
Vlastně tady vepředu, to severní křídlo, jak jsme vešli, to bylo určené pro služebnictvo.
When you enter through the main entrance, the front wing was originally for the servants. The side wings were for the guests. And the back, the double rooms, were for the owners. Two-thirds of the furniture at Kozel are original pieces. One-third was brought from other sites, but are also historic items. After 1945, when the chateau was nationalized, and after the communist takeover in 1948, many castles in the country were plundered, and often items were sold off for a pittance. Even here, luckily, Kozel was not badly hit.
Já vždycky lidem říkám, že jsme ještě rádi, že nám tu vůbec něco zbylo a že nám toho tu zbylo ještě dost.
Furniture in the chateau ranges from the Baroque to Rococo and Louis XVI, or classicist style, as well as Empire, with Egyptian motifs from Sphinx paws to Stoic female forms that were the rage during the age of Napoleon. Many of the rooms are stunning. Each, by the way, features its own tiled stove for heating, for good reason.
Žádné skoro místnosti nesmějí chybět kamna.
Every room needed its own heating. It is, after all, a stone building. Visitors come in the summer in their t-shirts and shorts, but I always tell them to take note of what the guide is wearing. Sometimes it gets so cool you could put on furs. The heating was important when you consider the décolleté or low neckline that was the fashion for noble women at the time the chateau was built.
Takže ta kamna pro ty dekolty těch dám byla určitě nutná.
So what about the rooms? Well, all are memorable. An entrance hall into the owner's quarters featuring painted motifs of fake stone and vine. A room for guests showing portraits of children, members of the nobility long forgotten. The original owner, Jan Vojtěch Čeringín, never had children of his own, but later owners from the Wallenstein family had many. For them too, Kozel Chateau was likely a remarkable place. Guide Jaroslava Ulčová again.
Co se týká těch dětí, tak hrabě Černín, co si nechal...
Černín never had children, but the Wallensteins had many, and there is even a kind of log cabin or small cottage near here that was specially built for them. The kids probably enjoyed this country home the way we enjoy our own cottages today.
Mě i ta děcka tady nacházela prostě radost o prázdninách, jako my jezdíme na chatu, tak oni jezdili sem.
One room in the chateau, a former stable under Černín, was used by the later owners as a personal theater. Once lit by candles and later oil lamps, it's tiny but magical, featuring a small stage with many props.
To bylo skutečně jenom rodinné divadelko, kdy se tady hrálo při třeba soukromně, ano.
It was a theater used only by the family for personal and private events, Christmas and Easter, or when the children wanted to put on plays. No professional ever performed here. It was strictly a family affair. The family, a la Marie Antoinette, would dress up like commoners and play at being country folk. Or the children simply would put together performances for their parents.
Nebo děti připravili něco pro své rodiče, pro známé a podobně.
No hunting chateau would be complete without a huntsman's room, including a number of racked firearms and mounted trophies, although by comparison to other castles, the number of those here is fairly modest. For the nobility, there was also a billiards room. A large Russian table is found in the center. The set featured not only billiard balls, but also mysterious objects that were once used in the game and later lost. Our guide informs us the rules remain unknown, also lost among dozens of different variants. Another room features this music box, which, believe it or not, plays a variation on the Marseillaise. The Marseillaise is there in that old music box. So, Gozel Chateau is highly recommended for a day trip. Not an obvious pick for tourists, but a site that has made it onto numerous best of lists. Gozel means billy goat in Czech. It may not sound attractive, but it is. And where does the original name come from?
Tady na tom vrchu, kdysi dávno naši pohané vždycky v době jarní roku.
The top of the hill where the chateau lies was a sacrificial site in pagan times. During the spring equinox, it was common practice to sacrifice a billy goat here to the pagan gods. The name stuck, although it wasn't used by the owners, but it was revived after the war.
Ten původní název, historický, tak jak si to lidi tady vlastně pojmenovali česky.
That edition of Spotlight by Jan Wellinger was first broadcast in July 2009.